Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at LaPorte High School, LaPorte, Indiana, the site for Class 3A North Semi-State Girls Basketball. Tonight, the championship game right here, we'll mention both teams have played earlier today. We'll mention Twin Lakes got a win versus Hamilton Heights. It was a good ball game. It was a seesaw battle on the scoreboard. We mentioned Twin Lakes came out the victor. They're playing here tonight. Going to play against Fairfield. Fairfield went against Tippecanoe Valley. Tippecanoe Valley and Fairfield, not a real good match. Fairfield got a decisive win. 15 minutes, 14 seconds on the pregame clock. We'll mention this internet radio broadcast is made possible by AudioSportsOnline.net. That's Robbie Kendall, ASO, providing internet radio access for PutMeInSports.com since 2008. Would you appreciate you tuning in? We'll mention you are listening to an education-based high school varsity basketball game. Teams are on the floor right now taking some shots, working from a couple of lines. Both teams working lines right there, shooting layups, shooting baseline jumpers. We'll talk a little bit about this vicinity. We're right here at LaPorte Splicers High School. What a tremendous job they're doing. Mr. Steve Santana, athletic director for LaPorte, doing a marvelous job hosting Semi-State. I got to mention, this gym is absolutely fabulous. Orange and black are the colors for LaPorte High School. It looks really nice. We'll mention Twin Lakes represented well along with Fairfield. I'll let you know this gym capacity right here can seat 3,956 spectators. LaPorte High School, they're Class 4A. Working right there at LaPorte, they belong to the Duneland Athletic Conference. That's Duneland, and we'll mention Lake Central Lady Indians won the Duneland Conference this season at 7-0. They finished 22-5. Second place Valparaiso Lady Vikings at 6-1. They finished 23-3. Followed up by Chesterton Lady Trojans, Crown Point Lady Bulldogs, Portage Lady Indians. The boys were in the house last night. Portage did battle with LaPorte. Followed up by Michigan City, they're the Lady Wolves. Merrillville, the Lady Pirates. And at number 8 this year in the conference, LaPorte Lady Slicers. We'll mention LaPorte High School is located at 602 F Street. That's LaPorte, Indiana, 46350. You can dial them up by telephone at 219-362-4713. LaPorte High School was founded, it was established in 1869. School enrollment here at LaPorte, keep in mind they're 4A. Enrollment is 1,804. The principal is Scott Upp. The athletic director, as mentioned, is Mr. Steve Santana. The assistant athletic director is Jeff Sherman. The athletic department office manager is Michelle McLennan. Would you thank you for tuning in? We'll mention a little bit about each school. First, we'll talk about the Fairfield Lady Falcons. Fairfield High School, they have a school enrollment of 543. As you know, they're Class 3A. Sectional 20 is where they came out of. Only 5 in that sectional. In that sectional, Fairfield Lady Falcons, they finished this year in the sectional 7-0. We'll mention 13-0 versus Class 3A opponents. Currently, they're 26-2. Also in their sectional is Lakeland. Lakeland Lady Lakers. They finished the season. Northwood, the Lady Panthers. They finished the season at 14-11. Walla Walla Sea Lady Warriors finished the season at 11-12. West Noble, the Lady Chargers, finished the season at 3-20. The principal at Fairland High School is Mr. Jason Grassy. The athletic director, he was most instrumental for putting me in sports. We are thankful. That's Mr. Mark Engel. The athletic department office manager is Sheila Miller. And athletic director Mark Engel can double that statement. She works feverishly right there in the athletic department. Fairfield High School, they're located at 67530 U.S. Highway 33. That's in Goshen, Indiana, 46526. You can dial them by telephone at 574-831-2184. On the web, it's fairfield.k12.in.us. They wear the colors navy blue and yellow. They perform in the Northeast Corner Conference. There are 11 teams in that conference. They stack up like this for 2022-23. At the top, first place, 10-0 in the conference, Fairfield. Second place, 9-1, that's Central Noble. Third place, 8-2, Eastside. Fourth place, 7-3, Angola. Fifth position, 6-4, that's Garrett. Sixth position, 5-5, Lakeland. And winding out the rest of them at 7, it's Westview. 8, Tremont. 9, it's West Noble. 10 is Cherubusco. And 11 is Prairie Heights. We'll remind you, Fairfield Lady Falcons are currently 26-2. They did finish the Northeast Corner Conference at 10-0. They average offensively per ball game 55.4. Defensively, they give up only 28.1 points. That could mean a lot if they can do that. We'll mention game 2 at 1 p.m., they went against Tippecanoe Valley. Fairfield got the win, 54-33. Final rankings for the state of Indiana, Class 3A. They find Fairfield at number 6. We're making tonight's semi-state winner. We'll advance to next Saturday's Class 3A championship game at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. The game will start at 6 p.m. That's tip-off. You can get in at 5 p.m. That's the second session that particular day. We'll talk a little bit about the Twin Lakes Lady Indians. They have a school enrollment of 655. They're Class 3A, Sectional 22. Coming out of their sectional were Twin Lakes Lady Indians, Benton Central Bison, West Lafayette Lady Red Devils, Western Lady Panthers, North Montgomery Lady Chargers, Rensselaer Central Lady Bombers, Frankfort Lady Hot Dogs, and we'll mention the principal at Twin Lakes is Melissa Whitehead. The athletic director is Daniel Self. Would you thank you for tuning in? We'll mention Twin Lakes High School, located at 300 South 3rd Street, Monticello, Indiana, 47960. You can dial them up by telephone at 574-583-7108. On the web, you can find them at tlschools.org. Twin Lakes wear the colors red and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. Going to mention the order of finish, Hoosier Conference 2022-23. At the top, number 1 in the state of Indiana, 28 wins, 0 losses, at Twin Lakes. And number 2, it's Northwestern. Number 3, Lafayette Central Catholic. Number 4, Hamilton Heights. Number 5, Benton Central. Number 6, Western. Number 7, West Lafayette. Number 8, Tipton. Number 9, Rensselaer Central. And number 10, Lewis Cass. Again, we'll remind you, Twin Lakes, currently 28 wins, 0 losses. They finished 4-0 in the West Division of the Hoosier Conference. Twin Lakes Lady Indians They average offensively per ball game 61.9. They give up defensively 38.4. Well, mentioned this morning they went against Hamilton Heights in the first game. It started at 11 a.m. That's Eastern time. Twin Lakes got the win 51-44. Well, mentioned the Twin Lakes Lady Indians. Head coach is Mr. Brad Bousman. Coach Brad Bousman, working in year number 20 at Twin Lakes High School, 282 wins, 189 losses. That's at Twin Lakes. Talking about coaches at Twin Lakes High School, brand new football coach for Twin Lakes. Say what, this guy is special. This guy can absolutely coach football. That's Mr. Kevin O'Shea. Kevin O'Shea going to be the Twin Lakes Indians football coach right now. They're going through off-season workouts, getting ready for Class 3A Twin Lakes Indians football. We'll also mention tonight's winner will play Class 3A semi-state. South winner is who they'll go against. Eastern time on Saturday the 25th. As mentioned, 6 p.m. The doors will open at 5 p.m. We'll talk a little bit about the IHSAA girls basketball semi-state. We're going to cover all four semi-states, Class 4A, 3A, 2A, and 1. Right now, they're working right here in the gym. They got a pretty good decibel level. We'll talk about Class 4A and what happened today. At Huntington North High School, Fort Wayne Snyder fell to Fishers. Fishers got the win, 67-66. In the second game there at Huntington North, Lake Central got the win over South Bend, Washington. South Bend, Washington was unbeaten. They're now 27-1. Keep in mind, they worked the success factor last 2 years in Class 3A. They won the state title. It was Lake Central 52, South Bend, Washington 57. At the Southport semi-state, Bedford, North Lawrence 50, Center Grove 43. In the second game there this afternoon, Lawrence North went against Ben Davis. Both teams entered the ballgame with an 18-9 record. Lawrence North got the win 70-55. We'll talk about the Class 3A, 3A report, semi-state. First game, Twin Lakes Lady Indians went against Hamilton Heights, the Lady Huskies. As mentioned, Twin Lakes 51, Hamilton Heights 44. Second game at LaPorte this afternoon, Tippecanoe Valley went against Fairfield. Fairfield got the win, 54, and I have 43 written down here. I believe that to be true. But anyway, Fairfield playing tonight on the floor right now, shooting around, going to go against Twin Lakes, Lady Indians. In the Jasper High School semi-state, South Division here in the 3A, we'll mention Gibson Southern went against Corydon Central. Corydon Central got the win, 52-47. The second game there at Jasper High School this afternoon, Class 3A, Bishop Chittard went against Indian Creek. Indian Creek entered the game at 26-1. They're now 27-1. They captured the win 76-47. In the Logansport High School semi-state, Class 2A, first game there this afternoon at Logansport, I should say this morning, Andrean went against LaPel. LaPel got the win, 44-32. LaPel going to go to the state final. I think the first time the girls been there for a while. Jimmy Howe, he was there twice, got two state titles. Coach Jimmy Howe is in the Hall of Fame. We'll also mention Logansport High School, second game there this afternoon. Central Noble went against Lafayette Central Catholic. It was a good one, evidently. It was a barn burner. Central Noble, 43. Lafayette Central Catholic, 42. Shelbyville High School Regional, I should say semi-state. Forest Park, 65. Greencastle, 48. North Knox in the second game, 67 over Eastern Hancock, 50. Clock's rolling down, 42 seconds left. Trying to expedite this, we'll mention after Frankfort High School, semi-state, 1A, class 1A. Tri, 55. Tri-Central, 29. Bethany in the second game, 55. Washington Township, 51. At New Albany High School, class 1A. Semi-state, it was Jack Sindel, 44. Bloomfield, 34. And in the second game there this afternoon, Lanesville, 56. Trinity Lutheran, 41. That's how they stack up today. Getting ready to mention starting lineups, but not before the national anthem. Everyone's going to stand at attention. Being addressed right now by public address. We're going to set this down. National anthem. That was Memorex, but it sounded good. Everybody in attendance paying close attention to the American flag. And pretty much everybody in attendance are on the same page during the national anthem, but then it goes haywire. We're getting ready to announce the starting lineups. We'll mention the visiting team on the scoreboard. That's going to be the Twin Lakes Indians. The non-starters wearing number 10. 5'5 freshman, Taylor Oliver. Wearing number 12, 5'8 sophomore, Colby Lucas. Number 13 is 5'9 senior, Emma Need. Number 20, 5'5 junior, Ava Kaufman. Number 21, 6' senior, Evelyn Scharr. Wearing number 22, Jasmine West, 5'7 sophomore. Number 24, 5'8 sophomore, Sydney Wirtz. Number 25, a 5'6 freshman, Caitlin Lips. Number 30, a 5'6 freshman, Madeline Hook. Number 31, a 5'3" freshman, Morgan Finn. The starting lineup for Twin Lakes. Number 11, 5'7" sophomore, 17.6 per contest, Addison Bousman. Number 14, a 5'10" senior, 5.9 per game average, Hannah Hodgins. Number 15, a 5'7" junior, 18.7 points per game, Olivia Nickerson. Number 23, a 5'7" senior, 11 points per game, Addison Ward. And number 32, a 5'11" senior, 4.3 quarter pass. Head coach is Brad Bousman. Now for Fairfield. Non-starters. Number 3, a 5'9" freshman, Eva Herbert. Number 4, a 5'4" junior, Natalie Whitaker. Number 11, a 5'5" junior, Savannah Cronin. Number 12, a 5'8" sophomore, Patty Herbert. Number 23, a 5'4" sophomore, Zoe Miller. Number 25, a 5'7" freshman, Macy Worthman. Number 35, a 5'7" junior, Jacelyn Hall. Starting lineup for Fairfield. Number 14, 5'8" senior, Morgan Gapra. Number 15, a 5'6" senior, Maria Garber. Number 24, a 5'6" junior, that's Kaylee Dillon. Number 30, a 5'5" senior, Selena Geiger. And number 32, a 5'5" senior, Bailey Willard. The head coach is Brody Garber. 8 minutes on the game clock. They're going to jump it up. Twin Lakes to the center circle. They'll send number 32, Cora Pass. Also in the center circle for Fairfield, number 15, Bria Garber. The tip goes to the front court, picked up by Twin Lakes. Twin Lakes first possession, 7:48 on the game clock. We're going to right side inside the arc, Bousman. So they should back out on the dribble. That's 15, Olivia Nickerson. Back to Bousman out top of the circle. She'll pick up her dribble right there in her face. It's 24, Kaylee Dillon. They'll go to the corner. 3-point shot in the air. Oh, good. Count the bucket. Right corner baseline. 3-point shot good. Addison Ward. 3-0 contest. First possession. Front court, Fairland. Out top of the basketball, Bria Garber. She'll work it left side on the dribble. That's Bailey Willard. Inside the paint, she'll bounce it. Free throw line, she'll bounce it down low. Going to work baseline. Ball's in the hands of 14, Morgan Gosselin. In addition, right side, working the basketball, Kaylee Dillon. Where's number 24? Go baseline, shot in the air. Wouldn't go. Shot taken by Bria Garber. Number 15 for Fairland. Should say Fairfield, working the other direction. 3-point shot in the air. Right of center. Shot wouldn't go. That was Bria. Excuse me. That was 15, Olivia Nickerson. Rebound. Twin Lakes. They'll pop it back out. And Nickerson, Olivia Nickerson, hits the second one. 3-point land. 6-0 contest. Twin Lakes in front. 6:28 on the game clock. Outside the arc, he'll work it down low. Shot wouldn't go. There's some friction there. There's some contact. Shot wouldn't go. Bria Garber back the other direction. Twin Lakes. Bousman with the basketball. She'll hand off. 3-point shot outside the arc wouldn't go. That was Olivia Nickerson. On the rebound, going to be a simultaneous possession. Alternate possession arrow, going to give it to Fairfield. They're going to bring it in from the backcourt. 6:09 left. We're in the first quarter. Championship game right here at the LaPorte Semi-State Girls Basketball Class 3A. Crossing the timeline. F. Garber, she'll work her right side behind the arc. Kaylee Dillon, back out top of the circle, working the basketball around. Morgan Gothram, they'll work it down low to Garber. Garber chases off at 30. Delana Geiger takes a shot. It's blocked out of bounds. Fairfield going to bring the ball in. Left of the bucket on the baseline. Going to be brought in right there. Morgan Gothram looking to get it in. Should go deep in the front court. 32, Bailey Willard. She'll work it to Gothram. Back to Willard. She's going to dribble in. Should have been a jump ball, but evidently didn't see the tie-up. Outside the arc, Fairfield. 3-point shot wouldn't go. a 14 Morgan Gothrop back the other direction, Addie Bousman. In the paint, off the glass, two-point bucket, left side, Bousman. Credit a good assist from number 14, Hannah Hodges. Timeout on the floor. It'll be a 30-second timeout. 5:27 left. 8-0 contest. Twin Lakes in front. We'll mention if you check out the IHSAA website at IHSAA.org, you'll find a very nice, well-done, rejuvenated website. It is friendly. It's easy to find where you're going now. And right there at the front page, it says Keeping Education in front of Athletics. High school sports in Indiana teach life lessons that go beyond the playing court. They're going to inbound the basketball from the backcourt, 84 feet away. Ball's entered Bria Garber on the dribble. Left-handed dribble, left of the center circle. In the front court now, tradition. Left side behind the arc, Morgan Gothrop. Around the perimeter, back to Garber. Garber out top. Left side going to be a three-point shot. Willard rims out. Rebound. Credit the rebound, 30. Delana Geiger. Geiger for three at that double check there. That's 24. Kaylee Dillon from the right corner baseline will bring the ball back out. At 14, Hannah Hodges. Crossover dribble, Bousman. They're going to get to the corner. Outside the arc, going to dribble in. Shot going to go. Might have got it blocked from behind. Addison Ward in the paint. Rebound out of there, picked up by Fairfield. Lady Falcons, there's going to be a foul whistle. Setting up to set a screen right there with 30, Delana Geiger. Foul's going to be whistled on Twin Lake. First foul in the ballgame. Going to be whistled on Twin Lake, 23, Addison Ward. Coming out of the ballgame, Twin Lake taking a breather is 32, Cora Pass. He's going to bring the ball in Fairfield. In the ballgame for Twin Lakes is 21, Evelyn Sharp. Elbow left side, two-point jumper is good. Fairfield, 32, Bailey Willard. Bailey Willard, a 5'5 senior. Working in the front court. Long, three-point shot. Wouldn't go. Shot taken by Nickerson. Rebound, Fairfield. At 15, Bria Garber. Garber's a 6-foot senior. Going to work the baseline. Going to be a blocking foul. Driving baseline, they're going to whistle a foul on Twin Lake. It's going to be whistled on 15, Olivia Nickerson. Nickerson going to pick up her first foul in the ballgame. Twin Lake with two. Fairfield yet to commit a foul here in the first quarter. Ball brought in. They'll bring it back around. Morgan Gothrop. Back in the corner. They'll bring it back out top of the circle. 24, Kaylee Dillon. Back to Gothrop. She'll pass it down low just outside the paint. They'll bounce it. Back in the paint. Two-point jumper wouldn't go. Blocked shot. Taking the shot there with 24, Kaylee Dillon. Back the other direction. Outside the arc. Three-point shot. Wouldn't go. Shot taken there by Olivia Nickerson. Rebound, Bailey Willard of Fairfield. To the front court. Cross court skip pass. Back out top, moving the basketball. 15, Bria Garber. Going to dribble in the paint. At 14, Morgan Gothrop. Couldn't get the rebound. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Fairfield. Ball's going to be brought in from the backcourt, Twin Lake. The trigger lady going to end down the basketball, Hannah Hodgson. She's going to bring it in, bounce pass, Addison Ward, she wears number 23. She'll take it to the timeline, she'll slow up the pace. We're going to left side, back out to Bousman. Addie Bousman on the dribble, inside the arc. Short it the other way, shot in the air, Addison Ward shot when go. Rebound, 14, Hannah Hodgson. They're going to kick it back out. Three-point shot good, Olivia Nickerson. Nickerson lighting up. 3 minutes left here in the first quarter. 11-4. Twin Lakes by 7. Ball's working in the front court. On the dribble, that's Delane, excuse me, Bailey Willard. So we're going to right side and we're going to down low. Going to kick it back out. Going baseline. Shot wouldn't go. She'll go to the stripe. Baseline drive. That was number 30, Delana Geiger. 5'5 senior. She gets the most out of that 5'5 frame. So she's going to go to the foul stripe. She's going to shoot two. 2:46 left here in the first quarter. First shot up, rims in. Got the bucket. She did not go to the foul stripe in game one versus Tippecanoe New Valley. Coming out of the ballgame for Fairfield is 24, Kaylee Dillon. We'll get that substitution here in just a moment. She's middle lady on the lane, left side. Second shot in the air. Good. That's number 30, Zelena Geiger. In the ballgame for Fairfield is number 3, Eva Herbert. 5'9 freshman. That's Eva Herbert, number 3. Corner baseline. 3-point shot. Addie Baldwin rims up and rimmed around and fell off. Wouldn't go. Rebound secured there by Delana Geiger. Falls in the hands of Bailey Willard. In the front court, she'll dish off. 15, Bria Garber. Look at right back. She'll cross over. She's going to get called for a palming violation. A little bit of a Michael Jordan right there. High dribble. She had to carry it to cross over. Going to give the ball back to Twin Lakes. 2:21 on the game clock. 11-6. Twin Lakes by 5. Balls in the front court. Addie Baldwin. She'll get the ball back. Olivia Nickerson. Going to dribble the lane. Baldwin on the floor. Ball through. Picked up by Fairfield. Picked up there by Morgan Gothrop. She'll get it to teammate Bria Garber. 15. Working in the paint. Floater in the paint. Rims around. Falls in. At number 3, Eva Herbert. She's off the bricks right there in the ballgame. Freshman Eva Herbert for 2. 1:46 on the game clock. 11-8. Twin Lakes by 3. Working back around in the ballgame for Twin Lakes is number 10, Taylor Oliver. Going to be a steal in the front court. Garber picks up the steal. Dishes it up ahead. Eva Herbert. Back out top, Willard. 3-point shot, Willard, rims out, wouldn't go, rebound, get Bowsman. Going to be tipped away from the backside. And a pretty good effort there, that was 30, Delana Geiger. Couldn't reach the basketball before it went out of bounds. Going to belong to Twin Lakes. Back in the ballgame for Twin Lakes. 23, Addison Ward, taking a quick breather, is number 10, Taylor Oliver. 1:20 on the game clock. Ball brought in. 14, Hannah Hodges. She'll get the ball back. She'll dish it back to Addison Ward. Now Addie Bowsman. Touches the hands briefly. Olivia Nickerson back to Bowsman. She'll drive the paint. She'll go to the corner. Ward, work it outside. 3-point shot. Would not go. That was Olivia Nickerson. Rebound, Twin Lakes. The ball's going to be pushed out of bounds. That was 14, Hannah Hodges. She thought the ball was tipped, went on out of bounds. The officials evidently didn't agree. They give it back to Fairfield. Crossing the timeline. Crossover dribble. Eva Herbert. Where's number 3? 47 seconds left. First quarter. 11-8. Twin Lakes by 3. Out top of the basketball. Right at the center is Eva Herbert. Back pedal dribble. Working against her is 14, Hannah Hodgson. They work outside. They're working back out top. To Herbert, well beyond the arc, 27 seconds left. Looking the basketball there, it's 24, Kaylee Dillon. Back out top, touching the hands briefly, Geiger. The basket back out top, 24, Kaylee Dillon. Near the center circle, but we're getting elbow right side in the ballgame for Fairfield. 35, Jaclyn Hall, shot off the mark. Wouldn't go, rebound, going to be a foul whistled on the rebound. Fairfield going to collect a foul. 4.3 seconds left here in the first quarter. Twin Lakes going to bring it from the backcourt. There's going to be pressure in the backcourt for Twin Lakes not to get an easy shot to get it across the timeline. That last foul whistled on Herbert. She has one. To the front court. Trying to get it there. Bowsman in the front court. She'll take a long shot to buzzer. It rims around off the backboard and falls in. She took a bit of an off-balance shot right there, probably about NBA range, got the bucket at the end of one quarter. Twin Lakes Lady Indians, 14. Fairfield Lady Falcons, 8. We'll mention this game is in parts, being brought to you by Powers Septic and Sewer. We do septic tank cleaning, grease trap cleaning for restaurants, sewer camera, water jetting, septic tank riser installs. pro-pump bacteria for septic systems. Remember, you cannot go without us. So the Hamilton County and surrounding counties since 2000, that's the new millennium, family-owned and operated, powers, septic and sewer, right there. They're just north of Noblesville. So alternate possession arrow, ball's going to be brought in. Swin Lake, 8 minutes on the game clock, 14-8. Swin Lake by six, going to be brought in. Addie Bowsman crossed the timeline at a walk pace. On the dribble, she'll work it right side. Nickerson working it back around. To the corner, Bowsman. Bowsman goes baseline, going to pass it back out top. Addie Ward, they'll work it down low. That's 32. Corner pass, she'll bring it back out. Working to the corner, Bowsman. Cross-court kick pass out top. Going to be a blocked shot. Shot taking this, three-point land. Nickerson. Block shot into the good one, Bria Garber, number 15. Garber, 6 foot senior. Bring it to the corner, Eva Herbert. She'll bounce it in. Go inside the lane at 24. Kaylee Dillon. Shot wouldn't go. Going to be blocked out of there. Going back the other direction. Swin Lake. 7:13 on the game clock. 14-8. Swin Lake by 6 and now by 8. Going baseline off the glass. At 23, Addison Ward for Twin Lake. 16-8 contest, second quarter. Just over a minute going by. We're going to ride right side at 24, Kaylee Dillon. Around the perimeter, left side, Eva Herbert. Triple threat available. She'll pass. Working out of it, Delaina Geiger. We're going to round the perimeter once again. 24, Kaylee Dillon. Ball's loose, picked back up by Fairfield. Out top of the basketball, Eva Herbert, number 3. Thought about a 3-4 shot. Pulls it back down. She'll dish off. Bria Garber. Ball tipped away. Picked up by Twin Lake. Credit to steal, Addison Ward. Bowsman outside the arc. She'll pass it around. Addison Ward. Work it right side outside the arc. Going to pass it in. 15. Nickerson got it down low. 32 corner pass. For a pass, going to adjust the feet right there in the paint. Get called for a traveling violation. 6:14 on the game clock. Can be brought in from backcourt. Bring it to the front court. It's 32, Bailey Willard. They'll work it right side to the corner. Morgan Gothrop back out to Willard. Behind the arc. They'll work it left side on the dribble. 24, Kaylee Dillon. Back to Willard. Bailey Willard on the dribble, so we're going down low. Off the glass, got the bucket. Fairfield going to shoot one. Bria Garber got the bucket, and she'll go to the foul stripe. Substitution back in the ballgame. The Twin Lakes is 21. Evelyn Schar, 6 foot senior. Taking a breather for Twin Lakes is 14. Hannah Hodges, a 5'10 senior. At the foul stripe, she'll get one shot. Bria Garber, she went 4-for-7 versus Tippecanoe Valley. She got this one. 3-point play good for 15. Bria Garber, Fairfield, 16-11. 5-point advantage for Twin Lake. 5:45 left in the second. Off the glass, shot when he go. Shot taken there, Addison Ward. Simultaneous rebound. Alternate possession arrow. Going to give it back to Fairfield. Ball brought in. Going to take it through the timeline. At 15, Bria Garber. Just blow it up across the timeline, straight out top. Going to cross over to the left side, free throw line. Kick it out, outside to Willard. Outside the arc once again, straight away. Kaylee Dillon, number 24. Outside the arc, 3-point shot. Good. Fairfield. Credit the bucket, 14, Morgan Gothrop. Gothrop shot 2-for-5 from 3-point land in game 1 this afternoon. Working at baseline. Going to be a bump foul. Kind of unintentional. It just happened to be there. They worked it down low. Going to be a bump foul whistled on Fairfield. 32, Bailey Willard. She has one. Team foul number 2. And 4 thus far for Twin Lakes. That's in the first half. anticipating the pass, knocking it out of bounds. Good feet right there for Fairfield. That's 24. Kaylee Dillon, 5'6", junior. Ball's going to be brought in. To the corner, Bousman. She'll bring it back out. A little bit hands-on, she'll dribble in. 14 feet away, she'll pass. Behind the arc, that's Addison Ward. Back out top of the Belfast, Bousman. She'll dribble in, try a 13-footer. It'll rim around, wouldn't go. Rebound out of there, 21, Evelyn Starr. Kicks it back out, three-point shot, wouldn't fall. That was 23, Addison Ward. Rebound, Fairfield. We're going to take it to the timeline at 15, Bria Garber. Outside the arc, three-point shot, wouldn't go. Rebound, Swin Lake. Credit the board, number 11, Addie Bousman. She'll work it behind the arc. They'll throw it back from behind the arc. We're going to back out top. 15, Olivia Nickerson. She'll bounce pass. Addie Ward. She's going to dribble in. In the paint. Ball's going to be loose. So take it to the corner. Fans thought it was a traveling violation. She just kept the basketball. Took the shot and then gets it back out. There's a three-point shot right there. Good. Twin Lake, 15, Olivia Nickerson. She's living outside the arc. Nickerson shooting 42% on the season. Nickerson has shot more than 270 three-point shots this season. 270. Going to be a foul whistle in the front court of Fairfield. Going to the foul stripe to shoot two. It's going to be number 15, Brina Garber. Garber at the foul stripe, as mentioned. 4-for-7 earlier this morning, I should say this afternoon, at the foul stripe now. Two shots, she got the first. 19-15. Back in the ballgame for Twin Lakes is number 15, Olivia Nickerson, I should say 14, Hannah Hodges. Also in the game, 21, Evelyn Shar. Second shot on the way, and good. 19-16. Twin Lake by three. 3:47 left in the second quarter. We're going to outside the arc. On the dribble, Nickerson. Cross-court skip pass. We're going to back around. That's 14. Hannah Hodgen back to Bousman. Straight away, three-point shot on the way wouldn't go. Nickerson nearly got her shot blocked. Had to hurry that one. They're going to whistle the ball out of bounds. They're going to say it's not last touch by Fairfield. Right here in the Twin Lake front court. Ball's going to be brought in side court. Addie Bousman. Toss it in. Nickerson back to Bousman. Straight away. Bousman gets the sophomore. 3:22 on the game clock. 19-16. Lady Indians by three. 3:15 left. Second quarter. Bousman out top. She'll dribble right elbow. She'll go on by. She'll bring it back outside the arc. A lot of bumping going on. Out top of the basketball, it's Bousman. Playing against her, Bria Garber. Now back out to Bousman, near the center circle. Ball's loose. Garber's going to pick up the steal right there at the center line. We'll work at left side. Three-point shot, rims out. Wouldn't go. Fairfield, that's 14. Morgan Gothrop. Going to be a timeout called. In a 30-second timeout called by Twin Lake. Head coach Brad Bousman. Brad Bousman working in his 20th season, all 20 years right here at Twin Lakes. 282 wins, 189 losses. And we'll remind you that honored to support Indiana's game at all levels, Indiana Fever and the Indiana Pacers, proud partners of the IHSAA. First buzzer sounds. 30-second timeout. Here tonight, we'll mention they paid to get in. $12, what a bargain to get in and watch the championship game, semi-state, north at LaPorte. 2:47 left, second quarter. Going to be brought in from the backcourt. Twin Lakes going to bring it in from the sidecourt. Triggered it in, that's 14, Hannah Hodgson. On the dribble across the timeline, Addie Bousman. Going to pick up a screen. She'll use the screen from Cora Pass. She'll get the ball to Cora Pass, free throw line. Back to Bousman. She'll work it outside the arc of the pass. Working the dribble right there, Hannah Hodgson. Guarding her is 24, Kaylee Dillon. Free throw line. She'll kick it back outside. Bousman. set the pick there. Bowsman couldn't get the shot away. Just set another screen. When he tipped away and stolen back the other direction, Kaylee Dillon dishes off. Left-handed layup is good. Fairfield, 14, Morgan Gothrop. 2:05 left. It's a one-point ball game. Twin Lakes, 19. Fairfield, 18. Straight away, backpedal dribble near the center circle. Stationary dribble. Twin Lakes, 14, Hannah Hodges. 1:50 left here in the first half. Out top now is Addie Bowsman. She'll get it back to Hodges. She's going to hand off right there to Nickerson. From the corner, Bowsman for three. Addie Bowsman from the right corner baseline. Three-point shot. Takes the lead back to four. 22-18. Twin Lakes in front. Outside the arc, Fairfield on the dribble. And we're going to right side. That's 32, Bailey Willard. She'll bring it back out to pass it outside the arc. On the dribble. Going to work right together. That's Eva Herbert. Where's number three? Out top. Willard picked up her dribble. Couple of steps behind the arc straight away. She'll pass it right side. Delana Geiger. Going to work it back in. Inside out play. Three-point shot on the way. Wouldn't go. 24, Kaylee Dillon. Ball's caromed. Going to be last touch. Couldn't get the handle. Goes out of bounds. Going to stay in the front court with Fairfield. A short break. She's back in the game again at 15. Rhea Garber. Taking a breather for her is 24, Kaylee Dillon. Twin Lakes back in the ballgame. Number 10, Taylor Oliver. Taking a breather is 21, Evelyn Shar. Outside the arc, bringing the ball back out. Working the basketball, Garber. She'll pass it behind the arc. It's number 3, Eva Herbert, a 5'9 freshman. She's on the dribble just outside the paint. Kicks it back out. That's 30, Delana Geiger. Herbert with the basketball behind the arc. On the dribble, crossover. Working against her is Nickerson. Going to be a pass adjacent. A little bit outstretched. Going to go out of bounds. Herbert's going to slap five right there with 14, Morgan Gothrop. Couldn't get the pass. It's going to be an unforced turnover. 34.3 left. First half, 22-18. Ball's brought in by Hodgins. Side court in the back court. Crossing the timeline at a walk pace. Addie Bowsman. Stationary dribble in the center circle. She's picked up right away by Bria Garber. Out top working the basketball is Bowsman. 18 seconds left. Deep in the front court center circle. She'll pass. We're going to right side and call traveling violation. Passing to the right side. Number 10, Taylor Oliver. Must have just shuffled her feet ever so slightly. The official right there, I will mention. 9 officials were picked to be here at this particular semi-state. So my guess, they're using 3 for each game. 3 different. 4 seconds left. Under the paint. Wouldn't go. 1 second left. Long shot to buzzer. Wouldn't go. A shot at halftime taken by Hannah Hodgins. Will go to halftime. 10 minutes on the intermission clock. Twin Lakes Lady Indians 22. Fairfield, Lady Falcons, 18, 10 minutes on the intermission clock. We do thank you for tuning in. And we'll mention a little bit about the Hamilton County Reporter. Hamilton County Reporter. If you have interest, Hamilton County, you can capture this publication. The Hamilton County Reporter. Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Online for $18 a year. You can get the print copy for $36 a year, or you can get both for just $33 per year. All you got to do is subscribe online at readthereporter.com/subscribe. That's readthereporter.com/subscribe. If you want to get that newspaper in your inbox, that's a good way to get it. You'll get it 6 days a week. You'll get that. You just sit there and roll through it as you watch the different aspects of the daily local news and sports. You want to keep track of Hamilton County. That's a good way to get that done. And we'll mention Hamilton County Reporter, Hall of Fame sports editor, is Richie Hall. Richie Hall right here at the Reporter. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Fritz and Fishers.com. Since 1983, great cars, great prices, great customers. You can dial them up at their Fishers dealership at 317-842-2228. They have two Hamilton County locations. The first one is in Fishers at 8599 East 116th Street, Fishers, Indiana. Their second location is Fritz in Noblesville, 2400 Westfield Road, Noblesville, Indiana. That's right there between Noblesville and Westfield along State Road 32, right there at Mill Creek Road. Right there at Mill Creek Road, that particular intersection is going to become a roundabout. Keep your eyes peeled. The second location right there is in Noblesville. You can dial them up at 317-773-2232. You can explore their quality used car inventory. That's FrickandFishers.com. Visit them online or visit them on site. We'll also mention this game is in parts being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, if you're looking for that real estate agent with care and concern of where you're going or where you're at, you can contact Lisa Stokes Bear by telephone or by text message. 317-513-4086. Again, that number is 317-513-4086. She can help with residential and corporate relocations. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear, along with buying and selling for your best interest. Lisa also specializes in residential and corporate relocations. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker, Century 21, Sheets Company. The game is also in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, that's CarQuest Auto Parts. They're located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero, right there at Cicero Town Plaza. They are team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure that you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. Again, that number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve at Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by AGM Auto, AGM Auto there in Arcadia. If you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. They can be that good mechanic you're looking for. They do everything under the hood, along with your new tires, and now AGM Auto is under new ownership. No worries, same friendly faces and same quality work. And right now, they've begun to restore classic cars and trucks. They're reaching out to Central Indiana. All are welcome. To find them, take Howard Avenue. Go west off of State Road 19, right there in Arcadia. Go west, and you'll travel through some stop signs. Keep going. You'll end up going a little zigzag right there and up and over a railroad track. And you'll see them right there on the left by the Arcadia Ballpark. AGM Auto, as of the 1st of March, that's coming right up. Find them at their new location, 6660 East 266th Street, just west of Arcadia. So working right there, we'll mention a little bit about. We'll talk about the Hoosier Conference crossover games that happened last night. Last night, boys basketball, the 17th of February, we'll mention the West Division teams traveled to the East Division schools this year. to play their crossover game, and they stacked up like this. Playing for first or second place, Rensselaer Central got the win 63-57 over Tipton. Playing for third or fourth place in the conference, Lewis Taft got the win over Benton Central 56-49. Playing for fifth or sixth place in the conference, Central Catholic Knights got the win over Northwestern 53-40. Playing for seventh or eighth place in the conference, Hamilton Heights got the win over Twin Lakes 55-50. And playing for ninth or tenth place in the conference this year, Western got the win over West Lafayette 56-42. Let's shoot around right now. We'll mention state finals, girls basketball. Coming up next week, it's going to be on the 25th. They're at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. Admission is $15 per person. 5 years old and under get in free. Gates will open for the first session in the morning at 9:30 a.m. And we'll mention all tickets are reserved seating for one session. We'll also mention the morning session will include Class 1A at 10:30 a.m., Class 2A approximately 12:45 p.m. Then after those two games, everyone will be asked to leave the facility, go out, get you some lunch and whatnot. You can come back in for the evening session. You can get in the gates, in the doors at 5 p.m. It will include the Class 3A tournament final right there at 6 o'clock. One of these two teams here will be there in that particular championship game, Class 3A. And then they'll do battle with the Jasper semi-state winner. That's either going to be Corden Central or Indian Creek. So those two teams will meet 6 o'clock tip-off for the 3A ball game. And then after the 3A contest, approximately 8:15, they'll tip off for the 4A contest. We're making all tickets are digital only through your mobile phone and may be purchased via Ticketmaster.com. Again, that's all tickets will go through your phone. You can purchase them through Ticketmaster.com. Service fees will apply. Purchase tickets will be sent as mobile tickets to the purchaser's smartphone. You'll get it on your phone, and that verification should be shown at the admission gate right there at Gainbridge Fieldhouse. We'll mention all four state championship games will be aired live on Valley Sports Indiana. Valley Sports Indiana, if you didn't know, that's where you can watch the Pacers broadcast with Chris Denary and Quinn Butker. 12.5, or abbreviated, to put 8 minutes on the clock, third quarter. Alternate possession arrow gives it to Twin Lakes, brought in by Hodges. Across the timeline at a walk pace is Bowser. She'll cross over, work at left side, looking for a pass back out to Hodgen behind the arc. Work at right side, Waters. Jump pass back to Bowser, she'll dribble in. Trying to get a pass through the corner, going to be tipped away. Nearly stolen in the front court. They're going to call it a foul in the back court. Fairfield had the basketball. Loose ball, they came up with it. They're going to whistle this foul on Twin Lakes, 32, Cora Pass. She picks up her first foul in the contest. To the front court on the dribble across the timeline. 14, Morgan Gaffra. Picks it up, right elbow. She's going to adjust her feet. She knew it. It would be a traveling violation. Unforced turnover. Going to give the ball back to Twin Lakes. 7:33 on the game clock, third quarter. 22-18. We went to halftime with that score. Played a half a minute here in the third quarter. Bowsman with the ball. We go to the corner with it. Back out top, Hodges. Hodges is going to work at left side. Back pedal dribble. That's 23, Addison Ward. So we're going to left side, going to get it behind the arc, Bowsman. Cross court, skip pass to Hodgins. To the corner, we're going to basketball Nickerson. So we're going to down the baseline to Hodgins. I take that back to Bowsman. It's going to be a reach in, going to be a foul whistled on Fairfield. Coach Brad Bowsman doing some coaching right there. 7:04 on the game clock, fouls whistled on 32, Bailey Willard. She has two. We're going to pass it in behind the arc. Out there, Bowsman. So we're going back down to Ward. Trying to get it to Bowsman. He's going to step in. The passing lane is going to be not free. Bria Garber to the front court, 14, Morgan Gothrick. Fairfield in their own front court. We're going to behind the arc. Willard. Willard's going to dribble left side. Some hands-on right there. Coach Brody Garber kind of complaining a bit about the hands-on, and rightfully so. 6:38 on the game clock. Out top, we're going to the corner. Willard for three. Rims off short. Rebound fought for. Picked up by Bowsman. Bowsman averaging 5.7 boards per game. Long three-point shot. Nickerson wouldn't go. Rebound out of there. Number 30, Delana Geiger. We're going to back to Garber. Garber left side. Rims around the cylinder. Had the rim around almost three times. It finally fell in. 15, Bria Garber. It's a two-point ball game. Twin Lake, 22. Fairfield, 20. 6 minutes left. Third quarter. Deep in the front court. Stationary. Bowsman. Looking to pass. Right side. Nickerson. Nickerson trying to make a pass. Going to be tipped away. Bria Garber with another steal in the front court of Twin Lake. Going to be a foul whistle. Try to fight through a screen right there. We're going to whistle this foul on Addie Bowsman. Bowsman is going to take up the foul. She has one in the ballgame. Team foul number two, second half. One thus far, second half on Fairfield. Going to be brought in side court to front court. Out top of the basketball, 24, Kaylee Dillon. Picked up her dribble. Works it back to Garber. Rhea Garber in the paint. Going to release it. Trying to get it to Willard. Nonchalant. It's picked up by Nickerson. Nickerson passed it up ahead to Bowsman. Free throw lane. She kicked it back out. Long shot behind the arc. Nickerson rims off. Would go. Fighting for the rebound. Going to be touched in on the baseline. Going to be along the Fairfield. That was Addison Ward giving it a good effort to save that basketball underneath their own bucket. 5:19 left. Third quarter. 22-20. Twin Lake. 22, Fairfield 20, balls in the front court. Defensive game here for the championship game at LaPorte. Outside the arc, she'll dribble. At 24, Kaylee Dillon to work it back in. Going to set up, try to draw the charge. We're going to call a blocking foul. Going to be whistled on Addie Bowsman. She's going to pick up her second foul rather quickly. 5 minutes straight up on the game clock. 22-20. It's a foul strike for Fairfield. 24, Kaylee Dillon. First shot is up and rims off. Wouldn't go. She'll get some encouragement right there. Garber and Joffre. She'll get one more. 22-20. The free throw line. Kaylee Dillon. Rims off. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Cora pass to the front court. On the dribble is Bowsman. They're going to whistle a foul. It's going to be a bump foul reach in. They're going to call that one. They're going to call a... They're going to choose which ones they're going to call. Evidently, 4:54 left. They're going to whistle this foul on Fairfield. 24, Kaylee Dillon. She has one. Ball brought in. Baseline jumper. About a 14-footer. Way to go. That was Addie Bowsman. Rebound, Bria Garber. She'll pass off. Willard back to Garber to cross the timeline. Out top of the basketball, she'll dribble right. Bria Garber. Out top, stationary position, Kaylee Dillon. We're going to back out Willard. Bailey Willard goes to the corner with it. They try to work it inside to Bria Garber. Tipped away and stolen by Twin Lake. Ball's in the front court, crossover. Addie Ward with the basketball. She'll bring it back out top. She'll reset the offense. Back pedal dribble. 4:15 left, third quarter. Waiting at the scores bench for Fairfield is number 3, Eva Herbert. 22-20. Been locked there for a little while. Not a lot of scoring in this third quarter. They go to the corner with it. We're going back around. That was Ward back out to Nickerson. Well beyond the arc. Near the center line. Coming out to play here. Defense is Bria Garber. They're working right side. Going to dribble the lane. Hodgin. To work back the core pass. They're working out top. Bousman for three. Got it. Addie Bousman straight away. Three-point shot is good. 25-20. Twin Lake by five. In the front court with the basketball. Center circle. She'll work it right side now. Bria Garber, she'll take a three. Couldn't get the shot, but she got fouled. Bria Garber going to go to the stripe. She's going to shoot three in a row. 3:25 left. It'll whistle this foul on Twin Lake. 14, Hannah Hodgin. Hodgin has two. Team foul number four, second half for Twin Lake. Two thus far, second half for Fairfield. First shot for Garber is good. Congratulatory there on the lane. She'll get a couple more. 25-21. Second shot up and also good. 25-22. Male coaches seem to be the way to go right here in the LaPorte. Semi-state, all four teams coached by male. Third shot, also good. Bria Garber got three. She'll come out of the ballgame, get a breather. Number three, Eva Hubbard in the ballgame for her. 3:25 left here in the third. Two-point advantage for Twin Lake. Brought in from the backcourt. Hodgin gets it in to Bousman. She'll walk to the timeline on the dribble. She'll work a right side bounce pass to Ward. To the corner to Hodgin. Back to Ward. They'll bring it back out. They'll reset the offense. She'll work it right side through the leg dribble. Back out top, Bousman. That's Addie Bousman. She'll reverse. She'll get it back out, working around Nickerson. Hodgin back to Nickerson straight away. Bounce pass to Hodgin. Going to be a timeout called by coach Brad Bousman. Going to be a 30-second timeout. 25-23, Twin Lake by two. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. They're located at 1708 South 8th Street Road. That's in Noblesville. 317-773-4800. 317-773-4800. Authorized dealer for Penske Truck Rentals. One way and local for households and businesses. Cargo vans up to 26 feet, commercial with liftgates. Full line of moving supplies, locally owned and operated since 1998. Owner is on site daily, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. That's Dirk right there at Indiana Express Rentals in Noblesville. Give him a call. 2:56, third quarter ball brought in by Bowser. Got it into Ward. Bousman back to the basketball. They're working down low. Going to lose the handle. Fairfield's going to lose the handle. Ball's loose. They're going to call a jump ball. Jump ball on the surface. Alternate possession arrow. Going to give it back to Fairfield. 2:47 left. Third quarter. 25-23. Twin Lakes by two. Ball's brought up from the backcourt. Herbert on the dribble. Picked up. Three-quarter court by Bousman. So we're going to see the free throw line. We're going to right there. That's Garber. Back to Garber. She's back from Herbert. Outside the arc. Three-point shot on the way. Good. Right elbow extended. Fairfield at 14. Morgan Gautrup. Fairfield goes up by one. In the paint. Off the glass. Shot going to go. Shot taken there by Ward. Ward's going to come up a bit skimpy. To the front court with the basketball. That's Garber. Behind the arc, left side, she'll bring it back around. That's Herbert. Herbert going to bounce it. Outside the arc, right side is Bailey Willard. They're working back in, out top. Herbert's going to take a three. Rims off, wouldn't go. Rebound, Hodgin. To the front court, Bousman. 1:50 left. Long, three-point shot. Left of center, wouldn't go. That was Nickerson. Ball's loose. Picked up there by Fairfield on the rebound. It'll dribble to the timeline. 15, Bria Garber. Looking here closely was Bowsman. We're going to back in. They're going to whistle a foul. They're going to call a charging foul on Bailey Willard. Coach Brody Garber, not quite sure. They're going to whistle this on Bailey Willard. She's going to pick up number 3 in the contest. Back in the ballgame for Twin Lakes is 21, Evelyn Shar. Taking a breather is 23, Addison Ward. 26-25, Fairfield by 1. Clock moving, 1:22 left in the third quarter. Ball's in the front court, Twin Lakes. Nickerson out top. Bounce pass left side to Hodgson. 1:12 left. We're going to left side to Bowsman. She'll dribble in free throw line back to Hodgson. She'll dribble the lane. Motor would go. Rebound head back by pass. When Joe Hodgson gets the board. Going to pass it to the backcourt. Trying to save the basketball. A little bit strong. A little bit strong on the save by Hodgson. Bowsman had to track it down in the backcourt. Made a valiant effort trying to throw it back to the frontcourt after the jump. So over and back is the call. Give the ball back to Fairfield. They'll bring it in adjacent to the Fairfield bench. Willard on the dribble. She'll bounce it. Garber. Garber going to bring the ball back out. 48 seconds left. Out top, Herbert. Picks up her dribble. Works the right side. Going to work it down low. Ball's going to get free. Tall pass. Hard to handle. 14, Morgan Gothra. Going to say the ball touched off of Twin Lakes player before it went out of bounds. Going to be brought in the left of the bucket on the baseline. Bria Garber. She'll bring it in the corner. They'll bounce it back around. Right there, number 3, Herbert, from the corner, 14, she got 2 in a row, 14, Morgan Gothrop for 3, 29-25, Fairfield by 4, 22 seconds left, third quarter, from the corner baseline, 3-point shot good, Addie Bowsman right there in front of the Twin Lakes bench, 29-28, Fairfield by 1. 8 seconds left. Going to dribble in. Going to be a foul call. Don't see the paint there with Herbert. Eva Herbert, the 5'9 freshman, comes off the bench. I think she's a sick girl in the lineup. Foul's going to be whistled on 21. Evelyn Shar. She has 2. Team foul number 5. 3 thus far on Fairfield. That's here in the second half. We're in the third quarter. First shot up, rims off long, let me go. 6 seconds left. Back in all game for Fairfield is 24, Kaylee Dillon, and 35, Jason Hall. Jason Hall, 5'7", junior. Second shot up, and good. Got the back end of a 2-shot foul. Herbert, Bowsman, taking it to the front court, 2 seconds, 3 seconds. Outside the arc, the 3, short off the rim, let me go. 3 quarters going by at the end of 3. Fairfield, Lady Falcons, 30. Twin Lakes, Lady Indians, 28. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Hope Jewelers, Tipton. Precious times are made for precious moments. And Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need. In the field of diamonds, gold, and silver, etc. You can stop in and visit Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton. Next to the Diana Theater at 135 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them by phone at 765-675-9720. Hope Jewelers, they're open daily. Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30. Saturday, 9:30 to 2. At Hope Jewelers in Tipton. The fourth quarter, 8 minutes on the game clock. 30 to 28. Fairfield in front. Can be brought in. Also, possession arrow gives it back to Twin Lakes after the 1 tie-up. Twin Lakes front court. We're going to back around. Nickerson, deep in the front court. Picked up there by Garber. 7:48. Clock moving. 30-28. Fairfield by two. Looking at out top of the basketball. That's Hodges. He'll pass to Jason. Deep in the front court. Nickerson back to Bowsman straight away. To work in. That's going to be Hodges to go down low. Off the glass. Got the bucket. Hodges got the assist. Cora pass. Got the bucket. Tie ball game at 30. We're going to ask around the perimeter. Front court, Willard. Going to be tipped away. It's stolen. Saving it from going out of bounds as Nickerson got it into Hodges. Addison Ward in the front court on the dribble. So we're going to ride side behind the arc. Addie Bowsman. Going to dribble left side around the perimeter. Long three-point shot for Nickerson. Rims out, wouldn't go. Rebound, Twin Lakes. Credit that rebound. It's going to be a simultaneous rebound. Hodges right there with Willard. Alternate possession arrow. Going to give it back to Fairfield. From the backcourt, they'll bring it in. 6:57 clock rolling. 30-30. Bring it to the timeline for Fairfield at 15. Bria Garber to work right side. They'll bounce it outside the arc. Kaylee Dillon. Bring it back out top. Moving the basketball. Delana. Geiger, now back to Willard, back to Garber. Cross-court skip pass, and moving around the perimeter. Touches his hands briefly. Geiger, now back out top to Garber. Picked up there by Hodges. They switch off. Bowsman. Ball back out to Willard behind the arc. Now Herbert, straight away, so backpedals, able to move to set up the offense once again. Elbow right side, Garber. So they get back to Willard. Set a screen, and Garber going to set a moving screen. That was pretty easy to see. 30-30, tie ball game, 6:13 left. They're going to give the ball back to Twin Lakes. They'll put a turnover in the book for Fairfield. 6:13, fourth quarter, to be brought in. Just to the right of the Fairfield bench. Hodges gets it into Bowsman. Cross the timeline on the dribble. We're going to get Curtis Herbert. Working a 2-3 zone. We're going to back outside. Ward. Free throw lane. They'll get it back to Nickerson. To the corner to Bowsman. Back to Nickerson. Outside the arc to Ward. Back to the corner. Three-point shot in the air. Short off the rim. That was Bowsman. Addie Bowsman couldn't hit the three. Rebound. Out of there. Fairfield. Going to be brought to the timeline. 15. Bria Garber. Crossover. Outside the arc. Ball about a shot. She'll dish it right side. 24. Kaylee Dillon. Back to Willard. Willard on the drive, out straight away, they'll work it to Herbert. To the corner, three-point shot in the air, rims off short, shot taken there by Fairfield, 14, Morgan Gothrick. To the front court, long three-point shot, Nickerson, rims out, wouldn't go. Fighting for the rebound there, there's going to be a foul whistle. 5:21 left here in the fourth, tie ball game at 30, they're going to whistle this foul on Finn Lake. Going to whistle this one on 23, Addison Ward. She has three in the ballgame. Six here in the second half on Twin Lake. Just four thus far for Fairfield. Going to be a 60-second timeout. 5:21 left here in the fourth. We're also making this game again part being brought to you by Noblesville Trophies. Shop them online at NoblesvilleTrophies.com. Or stop in, if only to browse around. 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. Trophies, awards, plaques, fast turnaround. Prices are low. So low, you may want to be a repeat customer. Noblesville Trophies, 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can dial them by phone, 317-773-7391. That's 317-773-7391. That's Noblesville Trophies in Noblesville. 5:21 on the game clock. Tie ball game at 30. These teams are pretty much living up to the defensive allotment they allow. Fairfield giving up 28.1 defensively per game. Twin Lakes City Indians giving up 38.4. That must be what they're shooting for. 5:21, going to be brought in from the backcourt. Bria Garber Going to bring it in on the dribble now. It's 32. Bailey Willard. She'll bring it to the sideline. She'll hand off. Garber. Out top. Hodges. Willard. Out left corner. She'll bring it back around. She'll get back out to Herbert. Working the right side. Hitting the deck right there. It's 24 Kennedy Dillon. No foul. Something happening. Didn't see it. Bring it back out top. Elbow. Left side. Back out to Garber. Garber picked up by Hodgen. They're working left side on the dribble. Morgan Gothra. Trying to put the basketball. A lot of attempts to steal the basketball. A little bit of friction. No whistle. Bring it back around. Herbert. To the corner. Willard for three. Got the bucket. 3-point shot. Good. Bailey Willard. 33-30, Fairfield by three, 4:27, clock moving, fourth quarter, in the front court. Nickerson on the dribble behind the arc. She'll pick up the dribble, bounces to Hodges. Hodges gets a screen from Bousman back to Nickerson. Back to the dribble, picks up the dribble. Adjacent pass, keeping the front court to Ward. Back to Bousman, back to Ward. Out top with the basketball, couldn't get the shot away. Herbert was there, Nickerson. Trying to get the shot away. Ball's loose. Picked up by Bousman. They're going to whistle a foul in the Twin Lakes front court. They're going to whistle this on Fairfield. Need their fifth foul here in the second half. They're going to whistle this foul on 14. Morgan Gothrop. She's played most of the game. She has only one foul. Ball brought in. Three long three shots. 3-point shot going to go for Nickerson. Rebound out of there. Fairfield, 24. Kaylee Dillon. She's the front court with the basketball. Picked up her dribble. That's Garber. They're working back around to get it back to Garber. Give her a new dribble. We're going to behind the arc. Willard. Picked up there by Nickerson. The dribble in. Elbow right side. 3-point shot on the air. Wouldn't go. That was Morgan Gothra. Trying to save the basketball on the baseline. And Twin Lakes going to catch the basketball while touching the baseline. So, back in the ballgame, Twin Lakes going to come in with number 10, Taylor Oliver, a 5'5 freshman. Taking a breather for Twin Lakes, 32, Cora Pass, 5'11 senior. Going to be brought in, riding the bucket on the baseline. 14, Morgan Gothrop for Fairfield. Working to the elbow right side. Going to drive in, take a shot. Wouldn't go. Going to be a foul call. Hodgen going to pick up the foul. Going through the foul strike for Fairfield, it's going to be number 24, Kaylee Dillon, 5'6" junior. Dillon has been to the strike in this game. She was not at the strike in the Tippecanoe Valley game. She'll shoot two. First shot up and good. 3:26 left. Fourth quarter, 34-30. Fairfield by four. One more shot for Dillon. Second shot also good. 35-30. To the timeline, Bousman. Quick pace. Going to work it in. Back out to Nickerson. She'll take a three. Rims off. Wouldn't go. Rebound Willard from Fairfield. She'll dish off outlet to Garber. Garber to the front court. Double team in the front court. And a timeout immediately by Brody Garber. Takes those to Fairfield. It's going to be a 60-second timeout. We do thank you for tuning in. And we'll mention right here where we're at in LaPorte, Indiana, right here from the high school. My wife checked this out, looked this up. The Gainbridge Fieldhouse from right here, 162.3 miles. So that's pretty good jog from here. Hopefully it won't be that big a job for whoever ends up there from this ballgame. And we'll also mention the NFL Combine. Combine going to happen February 28th through March the 6th. Coming right up. Lucas Oil Stadium, 319 players are invited. And the NFL Draft, Thursday, April 27th through Saturday, April 29th. Going to be held at Union Station in Kansas City, Missouri. Kansas City Chiefs, Super Bowl winner. Number 87, Travis Kelce. He's going to host Saturday Night Live, March the 4th. Set your calendar. That ought to be good. Ball's going to be brought in by Fairfield. They'll pass through the backcourt slightly. Herbert on the dribble, picked up there by Ken Taylor Oliver. Foul's going to get whistled. They're going to whistle the foul. It's going to be offensive in the front court. Failing, it's going to be an illegal screen. Back in the ball game for Twin Lakes, 21. Evelyn Shar taking a breather is 10. Taylor Oliver. Taylor Oliver, I tell you what, a year from now, she's going to get some more playing time. She's on the right side of Bowsman. We're going to cross off the glass. 2-point bucket, good off the glass. That was Bowsman. That was Addie Bowsman. 35-32. 2:48 left. Going to get the ball across the timeline. They will. At 24, Kaylee Dillon. Back out. Garver picked up there by Bowsman. Mismatched by height. But the heart can make it work. You get traveling violation in the front court. Fairfield's going to give the ball back to Twin Lake. 2:36 left. Fourth quarter, ball brought in. Backcourt, Bowsman in the front court on the dribble. She'll bounce it right side to Hodgson. Behind the arc, back out to get it to Ward. Addison Ward jump pass. Nickerson for three, going to rim up. Going to hit the top of the backboard. Might have got an apparatus. It came back down through the net. Would have been a three, but it hit a foreign object. That would have tied the ball game. So the ball's out of bounds. Going to get it back to Fairfield. That was a big play in this ball game. 2:22 left. 35-32. Brought in to Herbert. She'll hand off right there to Morgan Gaffra. Touches the basketball. Delaina Geiger. Back to Herbert. Back to Gaffra. Out top now with the basketball is Garber. Being guarded by Hodgson. Set a screen. Screen right there. 24, Kaylee Dillon. She'll dribble in the paint. Bring it back out. 35-32. Defense is strategic. We're going to back around and go outside the paint. Outside the arc right there. That's the 14, Morgan Gaffra. Back to Herbert. Trying to use some clock here. Twin Lakes making it difficult. 1:42 on the game clock. Going to dribble in baseline. Picked up the dribble. Gaffra. Back out to Herbert behind the arc. Working in right elbow. To the corner. 3-point shot on the way. Rims out long. 14, Morgan Gaffra. Rebound, Garber. Garber in the paint. Couldn't get the two. Ball's going to go out of bounds. Actually, it was 30. Delaina Geiger trying to save the basketball. She was out of bounds. Fetched the basketball. Back in the ballgame, they're playing offense defense. Twin Lake. 21 back in. Evelyn Shar taking a breather. Here's Taylor Oliver. He needs timeout. When we come back out of this timeout, it's going to belong to Twin Lake. In the backcourt, they'll bring it to the frontcourt. 35-32. Fairfield by three. 60-second timeout. We'll also make it this game again part. Being brought to you by Discount Copies. Discount Copies. Customized notepads. Invitations for all occasions. Large format printing. Black, white, and in color. Business cards. Carbonless forms. And much, much more. Stop in. Meet the staff. Discount Copies. Open weekdays 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. By phone, you can reach them at 317-773-8783. Again, that's 317-773-8783. Discount Copies. Located at the west edge of Noblesville, next to 32 Bowl, behind Pizza Hut, along Road 32. Discount Copies. Put me in sports. Plenty. Thankful for them. Plenty for football team. Running from the backcourt. Front court, Bowsman. 1:18 on the game clock. 3-point ball game. Fairfield in front. Ball's in the front court with Twin Lake to the corner. Bowsman. Thought about a shot to bring it back out. A lot of bumping going on there with Garber. No whistle. 1:04 left. Outside bounce pass, Bowsman. Back to Nickerson. To the corner. Ward. Back to Bowsman. She'll shoot a three. Scored off the rim. Wouldn't go. Left elbow extended. Saving the basketball to the front court now is Garber. Garber going to pick up the dribble and a whistle foul. It's going to be an incidental bump foul, but yet it's going to be a foul. They're going to whistle this one on Bowsman. Garber working the basketball there. She wants a reverse turnaround, and there was Bausman. Bausman has four in the ballgame. 46.9 left during the fourth quarter. 35-32 at the strike for Fairfield. 15, Bria Garber. First shot up and good. 4-point ball game. Fairfield by four. 36-32. 46.9 left here in the fourth. Garber, second shot up and also good. 37-32 from the backcourt. To the front court now, Bausman. On the dribble, she'll give it up to Nickerson, to Bausman. Back to Nickerson, they go right side. Trying to get a shot away, they will, from the right corner baseline. Bausman, take that back. That was Hodgson. Hodgson might have been a fit on the line. Shot wouldn't go. They're going to whistle a foul in the front court of Swin Lake. They're going to walk the distance. Going to shoot the bonus. 33.4 left. We'll walk to the other end. It's going to be the 1-1. It's going to be the final 1-1. Next one, if it happens, Twin Lakes will put Fairfield at the line for the double bonus. So checking out the ball game for Twin Lakes is number 11, Addie Bausman. Bausman going to pick up her fifth foul in the ball game. Back in the game is Cora Pass. Bausman, what a career. She's just 2 years into her eligibility there in high school. First shot up, rims off for Herbert. Wouldn't do. Rebound, Fairfield, Kaylee Dillon. We'll try to hold the basketball. Willard with the basketball, going to be a reach-in foul. Hodgson. Hodgson's going to commit the foul. Going to put Willard at the strike. Double bonus in effect. 25.4 left. Fairfield, Lady Falcons, 5-5. And Willard can extend the lead to 7. The shot on the way is good. 6-point advantage for Fairfield. Willard, earlier in today's ballgame, she went 4-for-4 at the strike. She's 1-for-1 now. Second shot up and good. She's 6-for-6 on the day. Ball brought in. Addison Ward, 39-32. Going to be a trip foul. It's unintentional that a trip foul like that, they're going to call a blocking foul. They'll give the signal as a block, although it was a trip. They're going to put Addison Ward at the foul stripe, shooting the bonus. I don't believe she was shooting. Back in the ballgame for Twin Lakes is Taylor Oliver, number 10. Taking a breather is 32, Cora Pass. Addison Ward's first shot rims off. Wouldn't go. Rebound, Willard. Willard going to get to Bria Garber. To the front court with Herbert. Herbert going to draw the foul. Taylor Oliver just entered the ball game. She'll pick up the foul. She's got one. 15.3 seconds remaining. Coach Bausman, after his first shot, going to enter the ballgame. The 13th in the need. First shot's good for Eva Herbert. 8-point advantage for Fairfield. Taking a breather is Taylor Oliver. In the need in the ballgame, she's a 5'9 senior. Class act, Coach Bausman. Rims off when go. Rebound, secured. 21, Evelyn Char. To the front court, Hodgson. In the paint, to go off the glass. 2-point bucket is good. Going to be a timeout called. Went late. 7 seconds remaining. Fourth quarter. Fairfield, Lady Falcons, 40. Twin Lake, Lady Indians, 34. We do appreciate you tuning in. We'll mention PutMeInSports.com and Varsity Sports since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. Baseball in the spring. Lafayette Central Catholic Knights, Class 1A. 2022 1A champion at Victory Field last spring. Central Catholic finished the season 27-6. Football in the fall, put me in sports. Tipton Blue Devils football. Also basketball in the winter. Tipton Blue Devils, Central Catholic Knights, Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies. Doing this ball game right here for the benefit of the folks that went home and maybe could listen. 7.7 left. Going to be brought in by Fairfield. Going to be brought in to get it into Willard. It's going to be a foul immediately. Nickerson. Olivia Nickerson going to pick up the foul. 1/10 of a second off the clock. 6.9 left. Fairfield going to leave it in an empty lane. No defense. No rebounders for Fairfield. That's back to foul strike, 32. Bailey Willard, she's 6-for-6 on the day, 2-for-2 in this game. First shot up, rims around, and falls in. She's got a nice looking shot. She bends the knee. She gets some good backwards revolution. Bailey Willard, 5'5 senior. She played a great game and a great game earlier today. She'll eye it. She'll fly it. She's 8-for-8 on the day, 4-for-4 in each game. 6 seconds. We'll pass up Ned Hodgins. She'll take a long three. Wouldn't go rimmed off. Rebound, 24, Kaylee Dillon. The clock empties out. 32 minutes gone by. Fairfield going to capture the win. Final score, Fairfield 42. Twin Lake 34. Fairfield going to make their way to Indianapolis next Saturday on the 25th. They'll go to Gainbridge Fieldhouse, and they'll just take hands crossing in front of the sports bench right here. Good sportsmanship. Fairfield going to Gainbridge Fieldhouse. Fairfield now 27-2 on the season. Twin Lakes Lady Indians going to finish the season at number one in the state. Final poll. Going to finish the season at 28-1. So we thank you for tuning in. We thank the help of top cooperation from both fan bases. We thank both athletic departments. We thank LaPorte, LaPorte Streicher's High School, athletic director Steve Santana. He's going to give them trophy away right there. It might be the assistant Jeff Sherman. But we do thank you for tuning in, and we'll mention, check their webpage, Tipton Basketball next week. Going to play LaPel. That's either Tuesday or Thursday. Should be a good ball game. Kevin Cherry, the head coach for the LaPel Bulldogs. Check him out. He does a tremendous job. And we'll mention my wife back home for sound check. Thank you. And I will mention, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Keep the fire burning.
That's the only time we've seen any of the games.